Now think on it this way for a moment. There are three domains of action. One domain is control. You could call that law. The other domain right next to it is freedom. I visited a prison in California a while back, and I saw the prisoners coming in, being introduced to the system, and being assigned to their different cells. I also walked through the cell blocks. I saw some of those areas where they had to separate them from the other prisoners because of the possibility of violence. In a sense, there were only the two domains, control and freedom, and they were under control. They had abused their freedoms in their lives, so their freedoms were taken from them. And they were warehoused. They were caged like animals. They were controlled. There were only two domains. The third domain, which is a higher domain, you could call it the middle domain, is where civilization exists. That's where a culture made up of values and manners and ethics and principles exist. That's where people exercise their freedom to choose to be kind to other people and to obey the basic laws of society. That's the third domain. And that's the domain I'm speaking about in this area of trust. One good analogy, I think, is to look on it like the body. It's like an immune system. And the immune system can protect that body from any kind of disease. In fact, we're told that our bodies are filled with all kinds of bacteria and possible disease-producing agents. But because we have strong immune systems, we keep those in obeyance, in control. When the immune system tends to break down, then those diseases start to run rampant. They start to affect other parts of the body, and people get into serious trouble. Similarly, a culture is like an immune system, and if the immune system of the culture is attacked, it has little capacity to deal with whatever problems come along. AIDS is perhaps one of the most pernicious and horrible of all diseases. The reason is that it attacks the immune system itself. People that are duplicitous, people who are not fundamentally trustworthy inside organizations, in that sense, are carrying AIDS. Not in the actual physical, biological sense, but in the social, psychological sense, because they are undermining trust, which is the very fabric of the immune system, the culture of the organization. And that's why any paradigm of leadership and management that will have long-lasting impact must be based upon a foundation of trust. Quality and the production of high quality and the spirit of continuous improvement in organizations must come from a foundation of trust. And that alone can come from trustworthy people. We all know you cannot talk yourself out of problems that you behave yourself into. There is no quick fix, no quick way to produce that trust. The price has to be paid. As a great thinker once put it, "That which we achieve too easily, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only which gives everything its value."